front of them over here, where it's split out, is just something like a stick of thorn wood, you know, I don't know whether you've ever seen a stick of thorn wood, not I imagine you have. But the back of it would run probably, some rails would probably run about 4 inches across the back of them, and then they'd taper off probably to an inch. Carrying front, just where they're split out. And then,
what kind of wood are they usually made out of?
They're made out of, generally they're made out of red oak. I mean, red oak and chestnut, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a good last to it.
Mm-hmm.
How about the picket fence?
That's it. That's the old rail fence.
Oh, and the rail fence,
it's made out of rails. The old picket fence is made out of rails.
How about the ones where you dig a, let's see, you dig a hole and have a post and you've got
post holes, post holes, barbed wire, and then you've got fence wire, you've got hog and poultry, chicken wire.
And what's the different kind of wire that you're
Well, now, if you're gonna have a four-strand barbed wire fence, you got four wire.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna have a poultry, hog wire,
mm-hmm.
hog and poultry wire, or hog and rabbit wire, whatever you want to call it, you start off real fine down at the bottom of your openings in the wire,
mm-hmm.
and it comes on up bigger as it comes to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's wool wire, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Wool wire.
How about the stuff that has little pieces of metal, looks like this long in there, so that if you tried to climb the fence like that, you know.
That's that. Now you take the barbed wire.
Right.
Has got them little catches on it. Barbed wire and barbs on it. That'll stick if you try to go through it. If it's too cold.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you stick into the ground to attach the wire to is called a what?
Post.
Okay. If you've got more than one, you've got two.
You got posts.
Okay. And are there any walls or fences that are made with stone or just rocks found in a field?
Yeah, they've got the old stone walls. They've got some call them as a term as a rock wall or rock walls. They use concrete blocks. They use limestone rocks and such as that, building walls.
Sometimes if you have chickens, or if you have hens, and you want them to start laying, you'll put something in the nest.
Straw. You put straw and a nest egg in there.
Is there another word for that nest egg? What if it's made out of ceramic?
Look, it still be a nest egg.
Have you ever heard of China?
Mm-hmm.
But if that egg was made out of China, you would call it what egg?
I did call it a nest egg.
Okay. But using the word China, you'd say it's a...
Nest egg made from China wire or something like
that. Okay, or it's not a nest egg, but a hen egg. It's a...
China egg.
Okay. What would you call something that you carry water in?
Okay.
How about what you call it? You carry milk in?
Well, now I see we have pails to carry milk, have pitchers to carry milk in. French oven with legs on it,
mm-hmm.
and a lid that covered it.